in just a moment, I have a brilliant clip from Nelson Mandela, who at the time had just been freed from prison during apartheid in South Africa. He's traveled to the United States. He's in New York. He's at City College. He's being interviewed by Ted Koppel. And a man in the audience demands that Nelson Mandela dissociate himself from Palestine, from Cuba, from Fidel Castro, from Yasser Arafat, from Gaddafi. And there is a famous clip where Nelson Mandela answers that man's question to great applause in the audience, but to extreme frustration from the man that asked that question and from some other people in the crowd. And I want to start today's episode in just a moment with that question and with those words of Nelson Mandela, where people often assume that we share the same enemies. And Nelson Mandela had to make clear, all of your enemies are not my enemies. And I just want to play those words as we talk about what is indeed a very sensitive situation going on in America right now. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here with you today. Last week, I had a procedure, an outpatient procedure on my neck, and ended up missing two episodes of The Breakdown. So glad to be back. Thanks for having me back. And I have been watching with great pain as a man that I consider my friend, Kyrie Irving, who has been supportive of me publicly and privately, who has donated not only to causes that I believe in and candidates that I believe in, but has supported many families and organizations publicly, privately, up front, behind the scenes, to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. And beyond that, I have found in my personal interactions with Kyrie, I have found him to be a sweet soul, a kind, compassionate soul. I have found him to be introspective and thoughtful and curious. And, I've been proud over the years to see his evolution, to see his growth. I'm proud of him as a father, as a provider. And while millions and millions of people, tens of millions of people, have piled on and stated that he must be canceled, that he needs to be suspended by the Nets, which he has been, that he should be kicked off of the team, that he should lose all of his contracts, not because he said something anti-Semitic, but because he shared a link to a documentary called Hebrews to Negroes, a documentary that's been out for years now. And because in that documentary, there were indeed, and listen, let's not mince words, there were indeed anti-Semitic parts of that documentary. I'm not sure that Kyrie actually watched the entire documentary or any of it before he shared the link. And once he was told what parts of it were anti-Semitic and why, before he ever posted an apology on Instagram, he held multiple press conferences and said, quote, "I take full responsibility." And he acknowledged before he said the words, "I'm sorry," he said, "I take full responsibility." And he acknowledged some things in the documentary that he did not support and did not agree with. And yet, the weight of the world is on him right now. And, you know, Nike has at least suspended him. I don't know if that means his contracts are canceled. The Nets have said an apology will not be enough. He will be suspended until he does the following six things, something I've never seen happen to any athlete in sports ever. And I have to weigh in here, not to defend Kyrie sharing the link, okay? He's already acknowledged that in his own way. That's his business. He's acknowledged it. I am not responsible for him sharing that link. I didn't share the link with him and tell him to share it. I would not have shared the link. Right? Like, that's, so you're not going to hold me responsible for him sharing a link, and you shouldn't be holding LeBron James or anybody else responsible. But I'm noticing something that happened all the way back in 1990. I was 11 years old, and my mother had taught me how big of a deal it was that Nelson Mandela was free. And we watched any news stories that had him, any interviews, like it was a huge deal in the world at the moment. I wish there had been social media at the time, but he had traveled to New York and he traveled across the country, including to my alma mater, Morehouse College. And he's at City College in the heart of New York. And there are about 1,000 people there. Most of them are huge supporters who are just in awe that he is there. And they begin the event right away. They begin this event with a man asking Nelson Mandela if he will denounce the leaders of Cuba and Palestine, and if he will denounce Colonel Gaddafi. And, you know, very quickly, Nelson Mandela responds. And I want to play that response for you. I'll play the question and I'll play an extended response for you. I want you to hear the whole thing. All right, here goes.
Those of us who share your struggle for human rights and against apartheid have been somewhat disappointed by the models of human rights that you have held up since being released in jail. You've met over the last 6 months 3 times with Yasser Arafat. Are these your models of leaders of human rights? And if so, would you want a Gaddafi or an Arafat or a Castro to be a future president of South Africa?
One of the mistakes which some political analysts make is to think that their enemies should be our enemies. Our attitude towards any country is determined by the attitude of that country to our struggle. Yasser Arafat, Colonel Gaddafi, Fidel Castro, support our struggle to the hilt. They do not support it only in rhetoric. They are placing resources at our disposal for us to win the struggle. That is the position.
Those words from Nelson Mandela, to me, are some of the most profound, obviously, that he uttered in this event. But they're some of the most meaningful that I've ever heard from him, because it got to the root of something that people were trying to do. Here, this man had just spent half of his life in prison. And you know, having missed out on the lives of his children, it literally ruined his marriage and ruined his own physical health. Having spent half of his life in prison for nothing, people were trying to find something to hold against Nelson Mandela. And one of the things that they wanted to hold against him was the fact that a lot of people, a lot of leaders that had been incredibly supportive of him, including Gaddafi, including Arafat, including Fidel Castro, were leaders that really were not supported by the white world. And this man was wanting Nelson Mandela to denounce those leaders And Nelson Mandela very quickly said, you make the mistake of thinking that your enemies are my enemies. And here's the thing. Does that mean that he agrees with everything that Gaddafi does? No, that's not what that means. Does it mean that he agrees with everything that Castro does or that Arafat does? No, of course not. I don't know a single political leader that I agree with everything they've done. Not Bernie, not Obama, whoever. Name the person. Not Nelson Mandela. Like, anybody who knows the politics of Nelson Mandela is a god among men. But there are things that he has done and that he did and said that I don't agree with to this day. But I still revere him. Like, I still bow before him and am nothing but grateful for the sacrifice and leadership of his life. And yet he had to correct the man and say, you make the mistake of thinking that the people that are your enemies are my enemies. And then he went on to say, because these three people and these three countries that you've named, they weren't just helpful for us with words. They were helpful for us with resources, with funding, with support, with training. Like, those countries were down the entire time. And no, now that I'm on stage, I'm not going to now denounce them. I won't do that. I refuse to do that. And as much as people want to collapse Kanye with Kyrie, Kanye and Kyrie are not the same person. A lot of the foolishness and ugliness that Kanye said, from I'm going DEFCON 3 on the Jews, everything, like, that's from publicly and privately telling people how much he liked Hitler. That's on record. Google it. It's real. He actually settled a lawsuit with multiple staffers who said he kept defending Hitler behind the scenes. Kyrie did nothing like that. And they are not moral equivalents. OK, it's just true. I don't care what you say. And for whatever reason, it's a timing issue. People have collapsed Kyrie and Kanye and made them the same person. And are now trying to hold Kyrie responsible as if he said and did all the same things that Kanye did. And it's just not true. Kyrie has publicly acknowledged now multiple times that the documentary had anti-Semitic parts of it that he did not understand, that he does not support or endorse. He has spoken out about that. He has taken responsibility for it. He has apologized for it clearly, emphatically, and has offered to do much more. But if you think him sharing that link and then acknowledging and apologizing for the mistake of it means I'm going to cancel him, or that all black people will cancel him, or that black people should cancel him, if you think it means he's anti-Semitic as a human being, like, I can't support that. Because I know this man personally. I know his heart. I know his intentions. I know how he sees the world. There are very few people in the world like Kyrie Irving. He is simultaneously African-American and Native American. If you were not aware of this, his mother is Native American, and Kyrie is actually a registered member of a Native American nation and tribe. He is a part of that. Kyrie has citizenship in multiple countries because of where his family and his father lived and traveled. He is an Australian citizen, an American citizen. He is a practicing Muslim. Do you understand? Like, I don't know another African-American, Native American, Muslim, Australian. There's nobody like him. And he's a superstar. And he's one of the most talented athletes in the NBA right now. And the weight of the world is on his shoulders because in the wake of a lot of foolishness from Kanye, Kyrie shared a link to something that turned out to have some garbage in it. And I finally took the time to watch this documentary. And here's the thing. If if anti-Semitism, if you don't know what anti-Semitism is, if you don't know what it's like, and if you don't even accept those terms, anti-Semitism, for whatever reason, if you don't know what it means to discriminate or hate Jewish people, maybe you watched the documentary and didn't see the problem, but I actually loathe anti-Semitism. I loathe hate against Jewish people, period. I'll fight against it. We all should. I watched the documentary and immediately understood what some people would watch and be like, oh, that's interesting. But I couldn't get past some of the factual inaccuracies and the anti-Semitism in the documentary. Like, it makes me say I'll get my information elsewhere. But Kyrie simply sharing a link to it without even a comment or words or anything else, it's not going to make me cancel this man after he has acknowledged it and apologized for it. And here's the thing. If Black America canceled everybody that white folk want us to cancel, we would have nobody left. We would have no leaders, no athletes, no spokespeople, no donors. Literally, we can't allow other people to have us cancel so many people. And here's the thing, like, I have seen people try to cancel LeBron James because he did A, B, or C. I've seen people try to cancel Michael Jordan because he did A, B, or C. Like, at one time or another, virtually every famous or well-known African-American, somebody has demanded that they be canceled. And if we allow that, particularly after somebody has said, hey, I've thought about what you're saying and now I understand it better and here's how I'm acknowledging it. Like, no, I can't do that. And that doesn't make me anti-Semitic. It doesn't make anybody anti-Semitic to say, I have seen and understood what happened with Kyrie Irving, and for me, he's not canceled. Just as it does not make Nelson Mandela anti-Semitic for him to say, no, I'm still standing with Yasser Arafat and the PLO. I'm still standing with Fidel Castro. I'm still standing with Gaddafi. Even if you have problems with them, your problems with them are not necessarily my problems, and we have to talk about this like adults. And so here's the thing. When a lot of people have done nothing, I have seen Kyrie be incredibly supportive behind the scenes, and almost every time he's ever been generous, he's tried to do it in secret. I've seen where he offered to pay millions of dollars in salaries to WNBA players. I've seen him fund housing and other things for victims of racial injustice and police violence and so much more. And so, listen, does this make Kyrie Irving beyond criticism? No. Does it make me beyond criticism? No. But does it mean I'm canceling him because you did? Absolutely not. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. And, you know, all I can do is speak clearly, speak honestly, and let the chips fall where they may. I will not abandon a friend and a man that's a friend to many of us at a time when he's down and he doesn't deserve it. Listen, if you've already subscribed to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, thank you. If you haven't, please click the subscribe button. Listen to all the episodes. It matters. Also, if you're not yet a member of the North Star, please, please, please go to thenorthstar.com and become a member today. We're only able to do what we do. I'm only able to get on here and speak truth to power because of the generous support of good people just like you. Love and appreciate everybody. Take care. Break it down.
The break down. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.